A Cape Breton Regional Municipality councillor is leading the charge to tear down a building in North Sydney that she says has become a contaminated eyesore in the community. District 2 councillor Earlene McMullen, whose district includes most of North Sydney, has started a petition to remove the Old Town Post Office building, which is located at the corner of Archibald Avenue and Prince Street. The petition says the long-abandoned building has become a contaminated eyesore in the heart of the downtown core. It goes on to say the federal government sold the property despite knowing of existing contaminants, and since that time, the structure has been left to deteriorate. The petition says the building is posing potential health and safety risks while negatively impacting the appearance and vitality of the community. So far, the petition has garnered over 850 signatures, with commenters agreeing that the building has become an unsafe eyesore in the community. Councillor McMullen is continuing to circulate the petition and discussed further why she chose to start it.
That post office building is a real bone of contention for a lot of the residents, businesses, community groups within the town. The federal government, the post office, owned that building years ago. Somewhere in around 2012, perhaps, they gave up the building. The reason that they did that was because there was contaminants within the building, asbestos in particular, I believe. So they offloaded the building, moved to another location, in the safety and health of their employees. Unfortunately, what happened when they did that, they left the building with all its contaminants, and so far from what I've been seeing is as each person buys the structure, they don't realize the mess that they have. And although it's come to council, although we've had many discussions, it just stalls and the building keeps changing hands. The main reason is financial, so it was a thought that if a petition was passed around and we had enough support from the community that we could take it back to council with the support of council, move it on to the other levels and hope for some kind of financial backing, because financially it's just too much for the municipality to take on.
She says the blame for the state of the building lies with the federal government, but believes with enough support they might be able to make the feds listen. McMullen says complaints about the building typically increase in November due to its proximity to North Sydney's local Royal Canadian Legion and Cenotaph.
I get regular complaints on the building, but when we come closer to Remembrance Day, of course, because of the location, and for anyone that's not aware, it sits on a corner property with quite a large footprint, and directly across one street is Armstrong Memorial Branch 19, and on the other corner is the actual Cenotaph. And we owe our veterans a lot more respect than to have an ex-federal building rotting and deteriorating right next to a monument like that and something with so much meaning.
She says the issue doesn't end with the building itself, but the effect it's having on the surrounding community.
We're getting constant complaints of flat tires from people because of glass being thrown on the road. There's been time where individuals have been on the roof throwing things at people going by, including CBRM employees at one point. We have complaints of local businesses having damages to their equipment because of things that are thrown around. We have, of course, the same issue that is all over, unfortunately, but a lot of drug paraphernalia. It's not safe. The grass is overgrown. It's dangerous. There was biohazard signs on the doors that have since been ripped down, and people are still going in and out. And I don't understand why there's not a concern for people that are in our community, whether it's a child, whether it's kids just being kids, whether it's somebody experiencing homelessness. We know people are going into that building, and we know that it's a health issue, and we are not doing anything about it, and something has to change.
McMullen says the goal is to collect over 1,000 signatures, and says if council supports it, they will take it to the next two levels of government, looking for their support, but she's skeptical about the prospects.
I've been a councillor for 10 years, and that building was one of the first things that I started to complain about, and here we are. And unfortunately, I'm trying to make sure it takes some priority because of its location, but we have a lot of buildings like this around the CBRM, same size, same issues. So, you know, I'm just hoping that maybe it'll get enough attention that we can get something done and finally get a start in taking these things down.
She discussed what she'd ideally like to see done.
In a perfect world, I'd see that building cleaned up properly, removed from the thing, and have that site turned back over to the community for whether it be a gathering hub, whether it be a park, whether it be an outdoor theater. You know, its location. We have Marine Atlantic. We're right in the downtown core. We have the Cenotaph. We have the Legion. And as everybody knows, we lost some boardwalk space years ago. And North Sydney deserves to have a gathering space back, and that would fit.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.